Welcome back. Today we're making a riser for drum and bass and jungle that doesn't rely on some random synth sweep. We're going to make the drums themselves rise. The vibe is sunrise set emotion, uplifting, opening, and airy, but still drum forward, still rolling, and still clean when the drop lands. We are doing this in Ableton Live 12, beginner friendly, using mostly stock devices. By the end you'll have an 8 or 16 bar riser built from your own drum bus that starts tight and distant, then slowly stretches open into something brighter, wider, and more alive, and then it gets out of the way, so your drop hits harder. Alright, let's set the room. First, set your tempo somewhere in the jungle and DNB zone. Aim for 170 to 176 BPM. I'm going to sit at 174. Make sure you've got a drum loop or break playing. It can be an amen style break, a chopped break, or a drum rock pattern, anything with a groove. Now route your drums into a single group so we can treat them as one instrument. Select your drum tracks and group them. Name the group drum bus. This is your main drums, untouched. Now we're going to make a copy of that energy that we can mess up safely. Create a new audio track and name it drum riser print. For the input, choose resampling if you want the quick method, or choose the drum bus directly if you prefer that routing. Arm the track, and record 8 or 16 bars of your groove. For a sunrise-style transition, 16 bars gives you time to tell a story. 8 bars is totally fine if you want it tighter. When you're done recording, stop and look at your new audio clip. This is your raw material. Pro move. Color it differently and keep it visually above your main drums in arrangement, so you always know this is the effect riser, not the real drums. Now the warp part. Click the recorded clip and turn warp on. For this emotional, swelling kind of movement, start with Complex Pro Warp Mode. Complex Pro can smear time in a really musical way, but it can also blur transients. That's okay, because we'll bring the snap back later. Set formance to 0 to start. Set envelope somewhere around 80 to 120. Higher values get smoother. If your hat starts sounding like sandpaper, that's a sign to either tame top end later or switch warp mode. And here's your backup plan if Complex Pro feels too blurry. Switch to Beats mode, preserve set to transients, transient loop off, and set envelope around 40 to 60 to keep it crisp. For now, I'll stick with Complex Pro so we get that opening into the sky smear. Now we create the rise. A lot of people think warp riser means dragging warp markers until the beat explodes. You can do that later. The beginner-friendly method that still works really well is pitch automation inside the clip. Open the clip's envelope section. Choose clip, then transposition. And draw this shape across your 16 bars. Bars 1 through 8, keep it at 0 semitones. Stable, grounded, like the sun is still below the horizon. Bars 9 through 12, ramp up to plus 2 semitones. Bars 13 through 16, ramp up to plus 5 semitones. If you want more hype, go to plus 7, but plus 5 is usually enough to feel the lift without turning your snare into a cartoon. Now, quick coaching note. The sunrise feel comes from curves, not just endpoints, so don't make all your automation perfectly linear. Make it slow at first, then faster near the end. In Ableton's automation, shape it so it feels like it's accelerating into the last 4 bars. That's the emotional reveal. Next, we're going to build the device chain that turns this warp drum print into an actual riser. On the drum riser print track, add an auto filter first. This is your sunrise opening move. Set it to a high pass filter at the start. Choose clean if you want transparent, or OSR if you want a little character. At bar 1, set the high pass cutoff around 200 to 350 Hz. We want it to feel distant and light. Then automate that cutoff down over the 16 bars until it ends around 30 to 60 Hz. But listen, this is a riser. It is not the drop. You generally do not want full sub energy here, because your drop needs to own the sub. So even at the end, stay a little polite in the lows unless your drop is very light. You can also add a touch of resonance, like a Q around 0.7 to 1.2, and automate the cutoff so it feels like it's speaking as it opens. Subtle is the word. Next device, saturator. This is where the riser starts to glow. Choose soft sine or analog clip. Turn soft clip on. Start with drive around 2 to 3 dB for the first 12 bars, then ramp it to 5 to 7 dB in the final 4 bars. Trim the output so you're not just making it louder. Teacher reminder, intensity is not volume. Intensity is brightness, density, harmonics, movement, and contrast. If you keep cranking the fader, you'll fool yourself and then the mix will fall apart. Next device, drum bus. This is how we get punchback after warping and saturation. Set drive somewhere in a 5 to 20% range. Keep crunch low, like 0 to 10%, because we're going sunrise, not demolition. Be careful with boom. It's tempting, but boom can fight your actual kick and sub in the drop. Keep it at 0 to 15%, and only if it truly helps. Now the magic parameter here for our story is transience. As we approach the end, automate transience up. Think plus 10 to plus 30 near the end, and then do a little wake-up moment trick. In the final bar, for just one beat, spike transience upward more aggressively. That one beat snap reads as excitement. Next device, hybrid reverb. This is your lift into the sky. Choose a plate or hall. Set decay somewhere between 2.5 and 6 seconds. Predelay 10 to 25 milliseconds so the initial hit still has some definition. High cut around 7 to 10 kHz so the hats don't turn into fizz. Low cut 200 to 400 hz to keep it clean. Now automate the wet amount. Start around 5% and around 25 to 40%, depending on how emotional you want it. And here is the key sunrise trick. The reverb has to leave at the drop. Either hard cut it right at the drop or fade it out in the last quarter bar. Big reverb feels incredible until it masks your snare impact. So we're going to get that emotion, then we're going to cleanly hand off to the drop. Quick extra tip: if your reverb turns into fog, put an EQ8 after hybrid reverb. High pass the reverb, return around 250 to 500 Hz. If the snare gets pokey, dip gently around 2 to 4 kHz. If you want shimmer, do a tiny shelf lift around 8 to 12 kHz, but be careful, hiss builds fast. Next device, utility. This is where we widen the riser so it feels like the world is opening. Automate width from around 80 to 100% early, up to 130 to 160% by the end. But right before the drop, do a micro collapse. In the last half bar, dip the width down to around 70 to 90%. Then at the drop, return to your normal width, like 100%. That tiny collapse creates contrast. And contrast is what makes the drop feel bigger even if you didn't actually change the drop. Now add some rhythmic motion. Put auto pan after utility. Yes, auto pan on drums. Set amount around 10 to 25%. Set the rate to 1/4 note or 1/8 note. Set phase to 0 degrees. That's important, because at 0 degrees it becomes volume tremolo, not stereo panning. Use a sine shape. Automate the amount, so it's subtle at first, like 10 to 15% for bars 1 to 12, then increase to 20 to 30% in bars 13 to 16. This gives you that breathing, pulsing push perfect for liquid and atmospheric DNB, and still works in jungle if you keep it tasteful. Now, arrangement. Let's place it like a real transition. Bars 1 to 8, filtered, a bit distant, not too wide, not too wet. Bars 9 to 12, the pitch starts rising, reverb starts growing, width starts opening. Bars 13 to 15, more transient snap, more saturation, more pulse. This is where the crowd starts to feel okay. Something's coming energy. Bar 16. We create a pre-drop moment. And you've got two super reliable options. Option 1. Last quarter bar. Hard mute the riser track. Just silence. That silence makes the drop punch feel ridiculous. Option 2. Last quarter bar. Slam a low-pass filter down to around 300 to 800 Hz. So the riser suddenly gets dark and closed. Then the drop hats explode open. That's a classic reveal move. Also, a very jungle move. In the final bar, do a one-beat break stop. Mute the riser for one beat, then let the drop slam. It's simple, and it always works if the groove is right. Now, a crucial coach note about warping and groove. If your printed drums start turning into mush, don't fight it for an hour. Split the clip into sections. Leave bars 1 to 8 with gentle warp, or even turn warp off if it already feels tight. Then from bars 9 to 16, turn warp on and do the heavy movement. That preserves the story. Feet on the ground. Then lift off. Now do a quick mono and phase check, just once. At the very end of your chain, temporarily add another utility. Hit mono during playback of bars 13 to 16. If your riser collapses too much, you're too wide, or your reverb is too stereo, reduce width a bit, or make the reverb more controlled. You want wide, but you don't want it to disappear in mono. Now, once it feels good, print it so it's stable and mixable. Freeze the drum riser print track, then flatten it. Now you can do tight edits, clip fades, clip gain, clean tail trimming, and precise placement right before the drop. Clip gain is especially useful if you want an energy staircase without messing your overall mix balance. Try nudging clip gain up by about half a dB every 4 bars. And here is a pro workflow upgrade. Print options, not just one. Make a cleaner version with less reverb. Make a wetter, wider version. Make a dirtier one with slightly more saturation, but a shorter tail. Then pick the winner in context of the drop. Your ear will decide fast when you A and B them. If you want one advanced variation that instantly sounds more professional, do this dual-layer approach. Duplicate your printed riser clip onto two audio tracks. Track 1 is riser tight. Keep warp conservative. Keep reverb minimal. Keep transients clear. Track 2 is riser wash. Go heavier on warp smear, bigger reverb, more width. If you want extra emotion, put chorus ensemble on just this wash layer at a low mix, like 5 to 15%, and automate it up near the end. Blend the two so you keep snare definition in the center, but still get that sky-opening vibe around it. And if you want a drum-derived inhale into the drop, create a reverse suction layer. Duplicate the printed clip, reverse it, fade it in over the last one or two bars, and high-pass it so it doesn't eat the kick. That's a natural vacuum without adding any synth effects. Let's recap what you just built. You resampled your drum bass so you could go wild without breaking your main drums. You used warp and pitch automation to create rising tension that still feels like it came from the drums. You automated filter, saturation, reverb, width, and pulse to get that sunrise emotional lift. And most importantly, you managed the handoff. You removed space right before the drop so the impact stays clean.